It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
On this installment of Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, we discuss a trip to Omaha, where Bemidji State needed to get at least one win to keep their pairwise position up. Tom Ceratori joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Late in the season, 2010-11, Bemidji State headed to Omaha for a non-conference weekend, needing to get at least one win. Head coach Tom Ceratori.
That second half of the year, we talked about not having gas in the tank, and we didn't. But I still remember the non-conference games. The non-conference games were huge. I remember going to Omaha, and we told our guys going into Omaha, like, guys, we're going to have to win a game here. We were kind of sputtering at that particular time, if you remember. And I can't remember, but we were always kind of, we positioned ourselves. We were always, you know, anywhere between 7th and 10th in the pairwise. So all those early wins, at least, you know, it kept us status quo in the pairwise a little bit. And I remember going to Omaha and saying, we talked with guys, we get swept. We get swept, we're probably going to be out of the pairwise, and we're going to have to win that thing, you know, at the end of the year, which is fine. But, you know, we wanted to obviously, again, at that time, we wanted that at-large. We just felt, again, that at-large berth was very important to the program. I think it was important to that team. Collectively, it was just important to that team. And we went to Omaha, and we won that first game 3-1, and we played really well. And I remember Tyler Larkey got that empty net goal to make it 3-1, and it was just like you could just sense the bench too. That was a huge win for us, that game in Omaha. And then we lost the next day to Omaha. We lost to them 3-2, but we got our split right there, which again really helped us in the pairwise that particular year.
Once the Beavers got the at-large bid, their reward, playing a Michigan team that had been to the national tournament seemingly every year.
Michigan's had the best run consecutively in the national tournament ever. And a couple years ago, they didn't make it for a couple years. I think it was last year and 2 years before that. But it was almost like since 1990 or 1994 or whatever, 1993, maybe 2022. I don't know how many consecutive years they were in the NCAA tournament. But that year, Michigan was having a tough season. They had to win the CCHA tournament to get the AQ. And they won it. I mean, you take a look at their games. I mean, they were very hot at the end of the year, and they had talent. They were loaded. I still remember Carl Hagelin. You know, Carl Hagelin was on that team. There were a lot of guys, but Carl Hagelin stood out on that team just with his speed. But they were loaded, and we were playing Michigan. Now, here's us. I mentioned earlier in 2009, when you win your conference championship, you go into the regionals on a little bit of a high. You know, you got good karma. You feel good about yourself because you're going into the tournament on a winning note versus getting an at-large. You know, you got to remember, we were in Niagara a couple weeks earlier, and we tied Robert Morris in the third place game, which we felt we had to do to get the at-large, which we didn't. But we played that game like it was Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals.
Another team placed in that regional in Fort Wayne, Indiana, fellow College Hockey America foe, Alabama Huntsville.
Great to have two CHA teams because I think there was also, we had a lot of respect for each other, and we kind of had a little us against the rest of the college hockey world mentality once in a while because you want to make sure that you're respected by, you know, by your peers. But we feel we gained that, we earned that respect by getting that at-large bid.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.